Of course, you heard the president's announcement that the U.S. will leave the Paris Climate Accords. That was at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Since then, we've been getting reaction, and one of those reacting is Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski, who I believe has declared that Salt Lake City will abide by the Paris Climate Accords. Let's check on that. Mayor Biskupski is joining us live on the KSL Newsline. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us. We appreciate it.
You are welcome. Happy to be here.
I'm wondering what it means that Salt Lake will abide by the accords. What is it that we do in Salt Lake City?
Well, we have worked with Rocky Mountain Power to really establish a path forward to being on 100% renewable energy by 2032. And we have, you know, deadlines and measuring going on as we go down this path to make sure that we are on schedule and on track. The other part of this is we have worked with them to make sure we are reducing our greenhouse gas emissions by 80% by 2040. And all of the work that's going on between our energy provider and my experts in my Department of Sustainability and myself has been really seen as a very positive thing, not just for this city, but along the Wasatch Front. And it has other communities along the Wasatch Front working with our team of experts to see how they can be a part of the answer as well. And we're very proud of that, and we're very excited that the vision here and the work we've done with Rocky Mount Power is being latched onto by other communities in Utah.
You believe that you're working to stave off climate change, but what do you say to those in Utah who are listening right now and are saying, oh, there are those liberals in Salt Lake City acting up? What do you respond?
You know, we are very attentive to the different industries. And climate change really puts our ski industry at risk. It also is having a significant impact on our watershed and the lack of water that we have towards the end of the summer. And the importance of us paying attention to this is also being driven by the fact that Utah is warming at twice the rate as the rest of the country. So we have some significant issues going on here that are a little bit different and really impactful. And we have to be very attentive to that. The other piece I will say is, as we are moving to renewable energy, I am also asking our energy provider to make sure they are replacing jobs in communities that really rely on the coal industry, and making sure that we put some of these renewable energy jobs into those communities. And that's an important piece for me, that we are being mindful of not devastating a rural community's economy.
I'm glad we got to that, because I wanted to know whether this was a symbolic act on your part, an act of resistance, or if you actually had specific concerns about Salt Lake City and the nearby counties into the future.
Yeah.
And you do.
Yes, I absolutely do. And this is the one issue I am working on locally and nationally as a co-chair of Mayors for 100% Clean Energy Initiative. And I'm doing that because it has such a significant impact here, but also because I understand the concerns of rural Utah, and I want to make sure they are being heard and that we are being responsive and understand that we have to do something to help their local economies thrive.